four presentations today, and I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for wrestling and struggling with me for what reconciliation looks like in your context. Thank you for those who have got up and asked important questions, shared your own stories, shared alternate perspectives with me. We don't all have to agree, and I learned some things that I didn't know today as well. So thank you to all those who I've spoken with, and to those who gave me encouragement over the course of the day. I'm new to this position, I'm still learning. These kinds of things are a bit terrifying, I have to admit, and I thank you so much for your warm welcome here and for encouragement over the course of the day. In the book Yours, Mine, and Ours, I've already quoted her, but I wanted to quote her again. Chris Hiller writes about listening to be undone. In her view, in order to undo the damages of colonization and the doctrine of discovery, non-Indigenous Canadians must learn to listen and find ways to undo the patterns and parts of our systems that perpetuate colonial mindsets. And so I wonder about, after everything that we've heard and listened to, what might need undoing and what might need doing? What might be the way to get towards reconciliation? So instead of listening to me talk more, I wondered about having a conversation. And I realize that pews aren't always the ideal for having a conversation with your neighbor, but I'm going to encourage us to do this. And so I want to encourage you to have a conversation with maybe one, maybe two or three people around you, and just ask yourself some questions and ask one another. What might need undoing? And I meant to put brackets around un, because it might be that something needs undoing in your context, or it might mean that something needs doing in your context. What needs doing or undoing in order, personally, in order to allow for reconciliation within you? What in your local context, that could be your community, that could be your home, needs undoing or doing in order to allow for reconciliation? And what in your parish or diocese needs doing or undoing in order to allow for reconciliation? And I'll just start by saying mine, and then I'll get you to go into conversation, just as an example. So for me, often I like to think that prejudice and the kinds of attitudes that gave way to the residential school system are historical realities and don't exist now. So something in me that needs undoing is the idea that this is something that's in our past, as opposed to realizing that it's very much part of our present and we need to be constantly vigilant. And in my context, I live on untreated territory. I live on unceded territory. And in our context, a lot of times people think that that just means that Indigenous people didn't care about the land. And so those are the kind of ideas, these are the kinds of systemic beliefs that need undoing in my context. And in my parish, particularly, what needs undoing is the idea that once again, Indigenous people need us to save them. Part of what led to the residential schools was the idea that Indigenous people needed saving and needed help and needed us to educate them in the ways of non-Indigenous people to help them survive. And in some ways, survival when non-Indigenous people arrive was certainly an issue. But there's still, I think, in my parish particularly, I attend quite a wealthy parish, a well-to-do parish, and there is an attitude that needs undoing that has to do with, well, who can we write a check to make this better? And that's something that, bless their hearts, my parish is in conversation about what's the best way for us to move forward. So I'll just allow for about 8 to 10 minutes for you to talk with people around you and then maybe open it up to a wider discussion. So please be brave. I know it's closer to the end of the day. The extroverts will love this. The introverts, it's more of a challenge. But I do encourage you to speak with those around you.